case number 10,621, Doug Mushaw, south of Route 54, west of Grant Avenue, being lot 59, block 6, within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Bruce Stair, 38222 Lookout Lane, Selbyville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here this evening on behalf of the Mushaws, who are requesting a side and rear yard setback for their home in Cape Windsor. First, I'd like to point out that the application says on the left side, in fact, it's on the right side according to the site plan that we submitted.
Okay.
So again, it'll be on the right side of the property, reducing from a 10-foot to a 5-foot setback. In this 5-foot setback area, I'd also like to set the HVAC units, which I guess reduces the setback to 2-foot, if I understand it right. The variance also includes requesting that the rear yard setback be reduced to 15-foot from a 20-foot. I'd like to point out that although the house is only 28-foot wide and would, in fact, fit inside the 30-foot building restriction lines, if the setback is granted, it would give the Mushaws some usable yard space on the south side of the property, mainly for their grandchildren is what they're asking for. The reason we're asking for the rear setback is so that they have a full 20-foot of space on the street side, so they can park off the street. Mm-hmm. Parking in Cape Windsor gets a little hectic during the summertime because there isn't a whole lot of off-street parking. I'd like to point out that the property is unique in the fact that it's a relatively narrow 50-foot by 90-foot lot. Both the side and rear setbacks that we're requesting are similar to setbacks that have been granted in the neighborhood in the past. We feel that there's no adverse effect on the surroundings. The requested variance does not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There's numerous homes in Cape Windsor with 5-foot side setbacks. And the requested setback variance is necessary to afford relief due to the narrow lot size.
Excuse me, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10621, as I don't believe it all for the central character of the neighborhood. Have granted many light variances in Cape Windsor due to the small lots and people upgrading to double wides.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,621. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.